Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Perek Tet, the ninth chapter of Divrei Hayamim. This chapter concludes the genealogical lists in Divrei Hayamim Prakim Aleph through Tet, 1 through 9, and it begins with the following statement: V'chol Yisrael hityachsu v'hinam kituvim al sefer malchei Yisrael v'Yehuda hoglu levavel b'ma'alam. We're told that all of Israel had genealogical tables, and they are all written on the books of the kings of Israel. Judah was exiled to Babylonia because of their trespasses. This word trespasses is important in the theology of Divrei Hayamim. It doesn't indicate simply a trespass, but it indicates the idea of taking something that's not yours. Divrei Hayamim presents the idea of exile as the result of the Jews owing God gratitude for his having given them the land. And instead of repaying that gratitude through observance of mitzvot, they repay the gratitude through non-observance. And it's as if they owed God a mortgage on the land, and instead of paying back the mortgage, they take an even greater loan. And eventually, you get a burst bubble, a burst credit market, and that is what causes the exile. Told in Pasuk Bet, Vahayoshvim harishonim asher bachuzatam be'areihem Yisrael, hakohanim, halvi'im, vahanetinim. We're told that before the first exile, they dwelled in their cities, and the groups that are mentioned here are Israel, in other words, all the regular Jews, then the kohanim, the priests, levi'im, and the netinim, a special group whose significance is discussed in the Mishnayot, in Yevamot, which deal with the idea of those who return from Eretz, those who return from Galut. Now we're told in Pasuk Gimel that among the inhabitants of Jerusalem are not just members of the tribe of Judah, rather this idea throughout Divrei Hayamim we find that those who are exiled, those who are the leaders, those who return are not members of a single tribe. It's not just the tribe of Judah, but it's rather all the tribes of Israel who lived in Yerushalayim. And here we're told in Pasuk Gimel, V'Yerushalayim yashvu min b'nei Yehuda, min b'nei Binyamin, min b'nei Ephraim, Menashe. Members of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, all these tribes lived in Jerusalem. And so in this list of exilees, we're told, don't think it's just Judah who was exiled, members of other tribes were also exiled, and that means that among those who returned were also members of the various tribes. The idea is to create an identification between the returnees and all the tribes of Israel who lived at the time of the first temple. After listing some members of the tribe of Judah who were among the exilees, as well as members of Binyamin, the chapter goes on in Pasuk 10 and lists members of the Kohanim who were exiled. We're told one of them is Negid Beit HaElokim, and then we're told that among them are people who were Giborei Chayil, Pasuk 13, Giborei Chayil, Melechet Avodat Beit HaElokim, they're mighty men of valor who defended the temple. Then in Pasuk 14, we begin the listing of the Levi'im. The listing of Levi'im is particularly interesting. It includes members, descendants of Korach in Pasuk 19. We are told that these descendants of Korach are al melechet ha'avodah, shomrei ha'sipim la'ohel, va'avoteim al machane Hashem, shomrei ha'mavo. They would guard the gates of Ohel Moed, and furthermore, their ancestors were guards on the camp of God. This seems to refer back to the period of the desert. Then in Pasuk Kaf, Ufinchas ben Elazar, Nagid haya alehem lefanim Hashem imo. Pinchas ben Elazar, clearly referring back to Pinchas of who mentioned in Torah, Pinchas son of Elazar was the leader upon them from aforetime, and God was with him. So referring back to the story of Pinchas ben Elazar as a leader of the Kohanim here, not as an individual actor, but as a leader of the Kohanim, reflecting the larger theology of Divrei Hayamim, that leaders are part of the people and not individual charismatics who rise above the people. Pasuk 21, Zechariah ben Meshelemiah, Sho'er Petach Lo'ohel Moed. We're told that, going back all the way, that Zechariah ben Meshelemiah was one of the guards of the entrance in Ohel Moed. And these members, Levi'im, in Pasuk 22, Kulam habirurim l'sho'arim basipim matayim u'shnayim asar, hema b'chatzrei hem ityachsam, Hema Yisa David Ushmuel Haroe Be'emun Natam, that these guards on the gates of the Beit HaMikdash were chosen as guards at the gates, 212 of them, who were established and through the genealogical lists. These people were chosen by David and Shmuel the prophet because of their faithfulness and reliability. And the idea that the institution of guards for the gates of the Beit HaMikdash being chosen from among the members of the tribe of Levi goes back to David and Shmuel. It's a very old institution. And even back before them, it goes all the way back. These people are descended from those who guarded the Ohel Moed in the desert. Pasuk 23, V'hem uvnehem al ha-shearim le-Beit Hashem le-Beit ha-Ohel le-Mishmarot. They and their sons were upon the gates of the house of the Lord, in other words, the Beit HaMikdash, le-Beit ha-Ohel, for the house of the tent, le-Mishmarot, divided into guard groups. This idea of calling the Beit HaMikdash Beit ha-Ohel, referring back to the Ohel Moed, saying that the Beit HaMikdash is the institution of the desert, or is a continuation, rather, of the institution of the desert. La'arba ruchot yu ha-shoarim, mizrach yama tzafona v'anegma. The guards were in four directions, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Pasuk 25, v'achayhem b'chatzereihem lavo l'shivat hayamim me'et el et im eile. And their brothers who lived in their own towns, chatzereihem here referring to their own towns outside of Yerushalayim, would come for 7-day periods from time to time to join those who lived in Yerushalayim and did the guarding on a regular basis. Pasuk 26, Ki ve'emunah hema arba'at gibore ha-shoarim hem ha-levi'im v'hayu al ha-leshachot v'al ha-otzarot beit ha-elokim. For they were faithful, the four brave men among the guards, they were Levites, and they would guard the offices, the storehouses in the house of God. Now, we're not actually given here a clear indication of who are these four guards. We're told there are four directions. They are the leaders of the guards. The idea that in each direction there were guards, the Beit HaMikdash was well guarded, and that institution of guarding the Beit HaMikdash goes back to the period of the desert. Pasuk Kaf Zayin, Usvivot Beit HaElokim Yalinu Ki Alehem Mishmeret V'Hem Al HaMafteach V'Laboker Laboker. And around the house of God they would sleep, because upon them was the job of guarding, and they would be the ones who would open it each morning. And among them, Pasuk 28, we're listing that they had other jobs. Umehem al klei ha'avodah, ki mispar yevi'um uv'mispar yotzi'um. And among them were people who were in charge of the sacrificial implements, the tools of the trade, as it were. They would count them when they brought them in, they would count them when they brought them out. They were in charge of making sure that none of them got lost. Pasuk 29, umehem mimunim al hakelim v'al klei ha'kodesh v'al ha'solat v'hayayin v'hashemen v'halavona v'habesamim. And some of them were in charge of the vessels that were used in the inner part of the Beit HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, not for sacrifices, but for the incense altar, and that would include responsibility for the incense altar as well as the Shulchan Lechem HaPanim, which was there. So they were responsible, Mehem Mimunim Al HaKelim V'Klei HaKodesh. Among them were those responsible for the vessels and for the vessels of the inner part of the Beit HaMikdash, V'al HaSolat, V'Hayayin, V'Hashemen, V'Al Havonah, V'Habesamim. And among them were those responsible for the fine flour, for wine, for oil, for Livonah spice, and for other spices. Umin b'nei ha-Kohanim, Rokhei ha-Mirkachat, L'Habesamim. And among the sons of the Kohanim were some who were responsible for actually making the spices and pounding the spices into material to be used on the Mizbach HaKtoret, as well as on the Shulchan Lechem HaPanim. Umatit pasuk lamed aleph, umatitya min halviim hu abechor l'shalum hakorchi be'emuna al maaseh chavitim. And Matityahu, from the Levites, he was the eldest son of Shalom HaKorchi. He was reliably in charge of making the Minchat Machvat, the types of meal sacrifices which were prepared in pans. Pasuk Lamibet, Umin Bnei HaKehatim Min Achehem Alechem HaMarechet Lachin Shabbat Shabbat. Among the sons of Kehat, from their brothers, in other words, also members of the Kohanim, were people who were responsible for the Shulchan Lechem Apanim, to prepare the Lechem Apanim each Shabbat. Then we'll list further the Meshorim, those who were responsible for singing. And we're told about them, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ki Yomam V'Layla Aleihem B'Melacha, they would work day and night at ensuring that the singing in the Beit HaMikdash continued. Ele Rashi Ha'avot L'Leviim L'Toldotam Rashim Ele Yashvu B'Yerushalayim. These were the leaders of the families of the Levites according to their generations. These were the leaders. These lived in Yerushalayim. And then we move from this list of those who dwelled in Yerushalayim to Pasuk Lamed Hay and following, a list of those who inhabited the city of Giv'on. Now this is interesting because, well, if we've just given a list of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, why do we now move to the inhabitants of Giv'on? The answer is that we're going to now move away from our list of genealogies to tell a story of the tribes of Israel at the days of glory, and that begins with the period of David. But to introduce the period of David, we first have to introduce the period of Shaul, however briefly. And so therefore, since Shaul is descended from people who dwelled in Giv'on, we now, in the last 10 verses of chapter 9, we list the people of Giv'on, and that provides a segue into the brief mention of the stories of Shaul, with which chapter 10 picks up.